Hey you, welcome to Build the Damn Thing, a place where myself, Tiffany Largy, and our amazing Do the Damn Thing coaches show you how to use your story to build it all. Whether it's your first six figures, your next layer of multiple six figures, or maybe you're on your way to a million. And if it's not that, it's the life of your dreams, where you are free, you are strong, and you are whole. First, we're going to show you how to use your story to build a strong foundation. And then next, we're going to show you how to use your story in sales and marketing to clean up the cracks. And last but not least, we're going to show you how to use your story to gather people. Because the truth of the matter is that there's nothing stronger than being connected to people who just understand you as you are, where you are, so you can stop explaining yourself. I want to remind you that now that you're here, you are home, and I officially welcome you to our family. All right, let's get started. Let's just have a quick, honest conversation about traffic, okay? My responsibility as a company is to make sure we always got money in the bank to pay bills. Woohoo! My responsibility as a CEO of all of the companies that I own is to make sure that I have enough money in the bank to pay the bills. Sometimes as CEOs, we have not had enough money in the bank to pay the bills. This is a fact. Sometimes as a CEO, we have not had enough money in the bank to pay bills. And the question is why? As a small business, yeah, Tiffany, we didn't have enough sales, there wasn't enough marketing, but the other side of that statement is that we weren't doing the things that we needed to do to make sure that there was enough sales and that there was enough marketing. You can't blame anybody else. You blame it on you. I'm blaming it on you. Now, here's one of the easiest things that you can do and implement and think through in the next 24, 48 hours to really turn your company around. This is a different level of self-awareness because I remember being in I was asked to go to this private, I guess, hush-hush event about maybe seven or eight years ago, actually. I think this is like 2017. And it's a big deal. I lived on the West Coast. This thing was being held in Atlanta and it was very hush-hush. And it is the top a certain type of business owners who were invited. And we landed in Atlanta, got whisked away far away from the airport into the woods, as far as I'm concerned. I thought I was going to be kidnapped. This is a different conversation. I went to the woods and found myself in this mansion with a lot of people. And it's very powerful, and I'm really grateful to be a part of it. And I'll forever be grateful to be a part of it for anyone ever listening who was there with me that day. But I understood something really important because these in this room was supposed to be the top, 50 digital marketers or 100 or some number like that. And I was like very grateful to be there, even though I didn't feel like I met the category for all of them. I mean, revenue-wise, sure, but they were all like, most of them were men and I don't know. They just always sold online and that wasn't really my space, but that's neither here nor there. Let me fast forward. So I remember like the number one thing that I heard while I was there was how much emphasis they put on driving more traffic. And I just want this to be a self-awareness moment for a business, because if you spend all your time on driving more traffic, but you don't spend enough time on cultivating the traffic that you actually have, I feel like you're missing out on the greatest opportunity that could ever be to win. The truth of the matter is that you literally could change the world around by finding a strong place for yourself in saying, let's get more of the leads that we already have to say yes, versus spending all of our time, energy, effort on creating more traffic. Well, Tiffany, shouldn't I do both? I mean, yes, eventually, yes, you should do both. But right now, if you can't, I would much rather see your company focus on more of the traffic. Let me tell you why, because as a company, my lead acquisition is going to go down if I get more of the people that I already leaned in, said they were interested in me. If I get more of them to say yes, to buy a product, to take action, I'm going to make more money because the cost of my leads and my business overall for the year is going to go down. That means that sale is going to be way more profitable and I'm going to be in a great place. I'm going to be singing to the moon. But I can't be singing to the moon if I'm thinking to myself, let me constantly go chase more traffic. Chasing more traffic is not the thing for us. The thing for us is in feeling good about the traffic that we have. If I had to say to like what our average conversion rate is, I don't know right now today in this quarter, I would probably say we convert at about 90%.
maybe 80 to 90%. And in some arenas, like if we do events, that number might fluctuate. For one of my companies, we do something called Night School, which is an online experience for 7 days. So that number, but it's always north of 50%. 55% would be like low for us. Now, I'm only sharing that because if you focus on creating value, like especially in times where your company's either overwhelmed. There's been seasons this year in a production company that I own that the team's not overwhelmed, but they're at their max, which means I really can't put volume in front of them. We can't do volume things. I need to think about them, their sanity, their families, their life. And so I'm going to look for a value play. That means we're going to sell higher ticketed items. We're going to sell fewer of them. And we're going to make different set of promises or deliverables so that there's not as much pressure on the team. Doesn't mean that we create less value for the customer. It just means we change our approach depending on what the team needs for that period of time. Now, you hear me emphasize on like what the team needs, because for me, that's my first priority. Converting more of the traffic you have also goes to team members, because I feel like sometimes there are industries, like I was in an industry before in the hardware and software where the turnover rate was 75% for salespeople. I was like, that's wild. 75% for that's what Xerox and Ricoh and Canon used to talk about. Panasonic was in the game back then, Kyocera, Sharp. I know I'm missing a... Oh, can't I say Canon already? Yeah, I did. And I know I'm forgetting some company, but my point is this, HP... They would be like, for sales guys, it was 75%. And that really used to wow me, because I'm like, guys, I have to spend $3,000 to $4,000 per person. How much money do you... There is no way Tiffany Large could go through $3,000 to $4,000 for a new hire every month, every quarter, and 75%. I mean, I'm always going to be starting over. You're crazy. I'm not doing that. This was back in 2010. I remember hearing the statistic when I first left Florida to go build a bigger business. And that's when I wanted to try my first hand at building a seven-figure business. And I thought that was insane. But I thought it was insane, not because it was stupid. At that time, it was also like, listen, America. Hello, people. Tiffany Large cannot afford that. Like, you're bugging. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to figure out how to do better by people so that they stay longer. I cannot have a 75% turnover rate. That's just crazy for me. So I decided to start a process of figuring out how to love on people, connect with them in their homes and in their lives, and make them feel like family. Now, did I knock it out of the park back then? I would say I'm good compared to what I am now. I'm an amazing boss. But I also know business partner, and not because I'm perfect, but because I'm running this business, I'm running all the things with my first customer in mind, and also my heart. So I work hard to make sure that I don't get blindsided and that people stay the focus as a CEO. But what I will say to you is that, man, 75% wasn't going to work for me. And I made a decision to create things that really focus on company culture and people to slow that down. I would say that we ended like every year, I probably had like a 30% turnover rate. And I really feel good about that number. And it's a big deal for me because there were guys who stayed with me for years. There were people that I just had in my business and my life for years. Same thing with customers for years. Like I didn't have to fight every single year for a new set of people, a new team, and new customers and clients. There's like two or three clients that I probably, I don't know, did anywhere from maybe 1.5 million. Maybe they're probably responsible for like 1.5 million to maybe $8 million worth of revenue. A couple of customers. But that's just because they stayed with me. I was in North Carolina from 2010 to about 2010 to about 2015. And the truth is that I did millions of dollars in revenue for myself and for the companies that I represented. Specifically, like by building these relationships and doubling down and understanding that it wasn't about more traffic. It was about creating more, building more value in the relationships we had. I'm going to tell you 5 things we did on a regular to build more value. Okay. And I'm going to get out of here. So one was I constantly went and we saw clients every month. We physically touched them. Today, companies like Zoom, they just send emails. But I promise you, if Zoom took their little employee, because they employ people here in the state of Arizona, but if they took their Zoom person and they had and they went to their top biggest accounts, and I don't know what quantifies as a big account for Zoom, but I spend over $500 a month on Zoom, okay? So I'm going to use this as an example. If they just had someone physically come and drive over here to my little office and knock on the door and be like, hey, I'm from Zoom, da-da-da-da-da, I promise you I would not be constantly looking at other softwares all the time to try to figure out how to get out of bed with them. Like, there's something to be said about connecting with your people. This is why we saw them every month. Every contract that was above like $25,000 or something like that, we saw them every month. For a program that we had, like, there are some people we can't see them all the time, but you know what we can do? We can ship them things. So just last night, I took a program. We have a program. And these people don't ever get to interact with me in person, but I learned that they've been doing really well inside of a product that we have called DTDTU. And one of our companies, our education part of Do the Damn Thing. And what I decided is I took the top 10 people or however many, 15, I don't know. And I personally packed boxes for them with a handwritten note. I stuffed my favorite things in there, blah, 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 blah. And off and away it gets shipped because I want it to be a personal note from me. I want it to be a gift from me. And it's a true gift from me. It took me an hour to do that. You know how much goodwill I'm going to get from it? I wanted to say, way to go. I could have had a team member do it. I could have had my kids come in and do it. But I was like, no, I'm going to do it myself. Tiffany, that's 2 hours of your time. Tiffany, listen, America, I am not too good for 2 hours. I am not too good to spend 10 minutes, 2 hours, or a day on people that are pouring into our company, believe in our brands, and believe in me. Like, what kind of a CEO am I? I feel like CEOs today are just so flipping disconnected, and it drives me insane. It drives me insane because it's so easy for them to connect. It's so easy for them to do more. But because they're half baking this thing, they're half stepping it, they don't really get inside of it, and they don't realize that it's not always about more traffic and more people. It's about cultivating the people you have. It's about doing better, stronger, better, deliciouser by them and by taking them to the next level. So in this idea of traffic and people, I really, really want you, I really want us to settle on this clarity that it is not about more awareness around how much traffic can we get. It's really like, what the hell are you doing with the traffic that you have? What are you doing with the people that you got? That's really the question. All right. I can't wait to see you build. I am stupidly thrilled about what you're going to create and do this week. And I can't wait for you to set this thing on fire. Next week, I will see you, me, right here. Bye.
I hope that episode was amazing for you and you are closer to building the damn thing. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were, what part you loved, and the action that you're going to go take, because the truth of the matter is that the person who wins is not the person who gets there first, it's the person who takes action first. Now, I've got a gift for you, and it is at www.strappedhustle.com. It is imperative that you run there and you see all types of goodies, starting with the 7 must-haves that you've got to put when telling your story. There is so much deliciousness awaiting for you. I would love nothing more than for you to go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a 5-star review on not just this episode, but this entire series of How Do You Build the Damn Thing. Like always, if there's anything that we can do to make your week, day, or month better, please let us know. And more importantly, I can't wait to see you live, whether it's at Do the Damn Thing Live or in one of our communities, or maybe you're just hanging out with us on social media. What I know to be true is that I am meant to connect with you somewhere, and I can't wait for that day to happen. And more importantly, I can't wait to see what you built.